from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The legal fight over newly drawn congressional districts in Texas continues this morning at the federal courthouse in El Paso. A three-judge panel will decide whether or not the new voting map takes effect before candidates have to register to run in the 2026 midterms. As KTEP's Aaron Montes reports, over the weekend, the hearing focused on expert testimony.
University of California political science professor Matt Barreto on Saturday testified the state's new map was an example of racial gerrymandering. He said Texas lawmakers created five new seats that favor Republicans by carving up Hispanic and Black congressional districts. Civil rights organizations seeking an injunction say that's illegal gerrymandering. The state of Texas argues the maps were drawn based on political party affiliation, which the Supreme Court has allowed. Attorneys for the state of Texas questioned Barreto about his team's methodology for analyzing Texas voter data and determining how the new congressional districts were illegally drawn. I'm Aaron Montes in El Paso.
Houston area households are expressing concerns about the rising cost of living. A new survey from the University of Houston's Hobby School of Public Affairs found fewer than a third of respondents thought their household income would, quote, probably or definitely keep pace with inflation over the next year. Pablo Pintos, the director of the Center for Public Policy at the Hobby School, and he says that's leading people to make significant changes to their financial habits, like reducing spending on things like vacations, vehicles, and education.
So the concerns about, I mean, it's like household economics have impact on their decisions, right? They have a strong impact on, I mean, it's like the well-being of and the progress of the members of our community.
According to recent data from the U.S. Census Bureau, Houston has the highest poverty rate among major U.S. cities at over 21%. Oil and gas companies are feeling pessimistic about the state of their industry amid economic uncertainty. That's according to the latest Dallas Fed Energy Survey. As News 88.7's Natalie Weber reports, the survey results come as multiple oil and gas companies have announced layoffs this year.
Most recently, Exxon confirmed its plans to lay off 2,000 workers in Canada, Asia, and Europe. Skip York is a non-resident fellow for energy and global oil at Rice's Baker Institute. He says drilling crews in areas like West Texas are more likely to face layoffs because of the reduced activity than corporate employees in Houston.
In Houston, the risk is going to be that activity continues to slow and companies, whether they're producing companies or oil field service companies, start to feel the pressure that they have to reduce their costs.
The Dallas Fed survey is conducted quarterly. 139 energy firms responded to the third quarter survey. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
In sports, the Texans beat the Ravens 44-10 yesterday. Houston gets their second win in a row. They now have two wins and three losses on the season. They battle Seattle on Monday Night Football in 2 weeks. They have a bye coming up. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.